December 7, 2010, the strange stuff and attacks on us in various ways have resumed. A hacker site by the name of Enemy hit our server and downloaded our free files over and over until they crashed our server. Our site was closed down for a day. This action inspired us to create this site on another server. If one goes down now, we can simply change the DNS pointers to restore it. The problem is not every file or folder was created in the same way or at the same time, and this website has files that do not all come from the same source. After the move, I've done the best I can with limited time to make sure all the files that should be here are here. So if you find pictures or files or pages that do not come up correctly, please email me and let me know what the file is and what page it's on. New people have joined in to help on this website. Their files, dreams and experiences are being shared with the public from this website. I am adding audio files in the form of MP3 so you can listen to some of these pages. Justin Ladd and Kate Gessner are two major contributors. They both have dreams and visions as well as other special gifts from God. God has revealed to Kate some of the very same things He has revealed to me. At the moment, you will find her files and downloadable PDF book on visitors page 4. Look for Hearts of Stone. I have several jobs and a dozen domains to maintain. Sometimes it takes me a few days to respond. Usually I get up in the morning and answer emails for 1 to 4 hours, counseling and helping people at no charge before I begin my other jobs. My critics can't claim they would do the same. Some, even some friends of mine, say that I speak from a religious standpoint, but I'm not religious or a fan of organized religions in general. I speak from a historical standpoint mostly and consider the Bible a valuable historical document. The fact the Bible contains certain important spiritual guidelines is also a key to finding truth among the stars. As you read these pages, you will gain a better understanding of my concepts and who I am as a person. More and more people are finding this website and wanting to share their stories with others. People are sending me their stories and I am reviewing them to see which ones I will place on this website for our visitors. A visitor said, "Thanks for your website, man. It's nice to know there are folks who are willing to tell the truth. Bell of me, the truth being stranger than fiction sometimes, and so many people of the world who refuse to accept it tend to harass the truth speakers to silence them. Governments of the world threaten and murder people to keep them silent about certain things. The Catholic Church had a lot of people murdered for blasphemy. The same thing Christ Jesus was accused of." Another said, "Dear Brian, after going through your website, I have started writing my partial life story and also my spiritual experiences. The visitor pages are open to the public and updated now and then. Warning: if you are extremely opinionated and not willing to challenge your beliefs. If you are happy with your religious beliefs. If you think you already have the world figured out. If you are sensitive or easily offended, you may want to turn back now. If you fit any of these categories and continue, remember you were warned. Don't send me hate mail if you find something you don't agree with on my web pages. Religious fanatics need to either exit or go straight to the fanatics page, read it then exit. Religious fanatics think they have it figured out, God can't help them, I can't help them. There are those who do not believe in God and they are infuriated by any evidence and information that indicates God may actually exist. If you are one of these, just remember you were warned. If you are happy believing the way you do, please log off this site now before you read something you won't like. Sinners and people seeking the truth are welcome here. People who have doubts or reasons to challenge what they have been taught to believe in have come to the right place. God told me the time would come when He would send leaders to me for guidance. This is why I was sent back from the dead twice, to help the leaders through some phase of spiritual guidance. God told me I would know when the time had come. At first they came one at a time and now they come several at a time. Some of the most impressive spiritually gifted people I've ever had the opportunity to communicate with. All of these are far greater than I. All of these will do God's will on levels I am not worthy or qualified for. I am the one honored for them to visit my website and let me know they've been here and approve. Praise be to God, for He is great. Part of my mission is to tell you some of the things God has told them. One of these told me, "I know there are things God has told you that you have not shared on your pages." To which I responded, "It is true, but the time is near. Some of those things which I have not shared yet are things which God simply said the time is not yet. But now I know the time for some of those things to be revealed has come. I'm in the process of adding to, changing and editing pages on this site. I also know there are other websites out here run by people like me and some of those leaders I mentioned. Some of my friends are setting up websites now to share information that verifies some things on my pages as well as showing things that I've not put on my websites yet. While the majority of the Jews refuse to accept the fact that Jesus is the Messiah sent by God for our salvation, they still hold some of the most important keys to the mystery. I was doing some research online and found several pages that says Jesus is a Greek name that means Son of Zeus. It wasn't actually the Messiah's name. There was no J or I in the Hebrew language. The meaning of many words was lost in translation. In the spirit, the name is the meaning, so if truth is lost in translation, the meaning is also lost. How much do you think was actually lost in translation? Would you like to know? I found another website that said that's a lot of hogwash and says just because it sounds like it doesn't mean that's what it means. I have some messianic friends who prefer not to call the Messiah Jesus. Since these friends have more knowledge and seem to be more intelligent than most Christians, I'm inclined to believe there is a good reason for their choices. The Creator God directs my work on these pages. February 22, 2008, this morning God sent the teacher in my dream. The teacher handed me two ceramic bells and asked me to determine which bell had the most power. I held each in my hand and felt them and chose one. The teacher shook her head. She said, "How can you tell the power of the bell unless you ring it and listen to the sound it makes?" I got up with a message and edited pages on this site for new important content. I would like to thank those who write to thank me for this website. Some of them have read and studied these pages over and over, testing what they find here and finding these things valuable. They thank me. I have literally put my neck on the line to build this site for those who seek the truth about the things I speak about. Those of you who know the truth know the devil doesn't sit idle. A war is being waged between the forces of light and the forces of darkness. Welcome to the battleground. God has been telling me the horsemen of the apocalypse are being made ready. Their time is near. Great earth changes, earthquakes, volcanoes, famine, war and death are very near. Keep watching for the signs and keep your lamps trimmed and ready for the time to come. This site is not here to give out all the answers, it's here to cause people to question the foundations of their beliefs as well as to guide them to some of the things they should investigate. You can log on to any religiously oriented website and find quote after quote from their religious texts. I'm saying if you can't look it up for yourself, you won't respect the truth anyway. This is why certain scriptures have not been listed for some of the things posted on these pages. They exist, but I find that only when a person is willing to challenge the foundations of their beliefs and then do their own investigation will it have a more positive results for them. Every religion has their champions. They argue on behalf of their religions as if winning the argument is everything and the truth doesn't matter. What people need to do is throw their religions away and begin trying to find their way back to their Creator. Believe me, He has left plenty of clues. The adversary has done everything it can to hide those clues. Where do we start? We start by building a foundation based upon what we know is true. 1. The Creator created all that is seen, all that is unseen. 2. There was God the Creator and two humans, male and female. 3. Humans knew the Creator. They had conversations with their Creator and they had one rule to follow which they broke. 4. Humans were dumped on earth and left to fend for themselves. 5. Humans have been trying to find their way back to the Creator ever since by any means possible. 6. Humans created religions all like markets offering their wares. 7. A lot of those markets have rotten food. 8. When you get to the top of the Great White Pyramid, there's only one capstone and that is the Creator. He aligns the rest of the structure to make it plumb. One of the great mysteries of the world is the Great Pyramid of Giza in Egypt. One of the mysteries about it is that it is aligned closer to perfect with true north than any other man-made structure. They know the Egyptians couldn't have done that by looking at their other pyramids. The question they should be asking is not who built it but who directed the building of the Great Pyramid of Giza and why. The answer is within these pages. What do we know about human nature? Humans are basically ignorant sheep who desperately need a shepherd. Because of this, humans tend to follow anyone who will lead without question. This is why people follow bogus leaders like David Koresh, Jim Jones, Charles Manson, Hitler. The list goes on and on. People tend to lean hard toward people who preach the things they want to believe in. Ever heard the saying, "Do you want me to tell you the truth, or do you want me to lie to you and keep you happy?" I don't have a scientific comedy to tell me, but I would guess around 90% of the people would rather have someone tell them what they want to hear rather than the truth. 5% is uncertain, and the last 5% are people who generally will prefer the truth even if they don't like what they hear. Less than 1% actually hunger for the truth. This site is here for the 1%. I think it might be closer to 0.1%, but if you have found this site, then read on and find out what group you belong to. Leaders and followers. The next thing we realize is humanity is made up of leaders and followers. The leaders are the thinkers, the ones who figure out what will gain them followers. Another thing we know from history is that some leaders realize there's competition out there. If they can't outsell their product, they become frustrated and decide to eliminate the competition any way possible. Some of them choose to literally kill the competition, and thus we have radical factions of almost every religion and a lot of political circles. Politics and religion. The world is filled with human nature based on politics and religion intended to control the masses to achieve the objectives of their leaders. Leaders, politicians are taught from the very start how to manipulate the masses. Nations and religions practice lying to their people in order to achieve their objectives. The word commonly used to describe this is propaganda. The British, Americans, and certain others like to point the finger at Russia, China, North Korea, etc. The truth is, America and their British cousins are not exempt from their leaders lying to the people to manipulate them. If you want a trustworthy, honest leader, don't elect a trained politician. Keep this in mind as you read these pages. Yahweh wouldn't let the Jews have an image of him even inside the Holy of Holies. He also said, don't do the things that pagans do. God has a way of marking his people. The devil also marks his people. If you look for the marks, you will find some of them. You know what the devil says about that? He says it is spiritual profiling. It is, and it is valid and true. What churches do you find the most images dedicated to God and the saints? What church systems do you find doing the things that pagans do? If you search for evidence to support what you have chosen to believe in, then you are just like everyone else and you have not accomplished anything to better yourself. First rule, search for the truth above all. You cannot find the truth if you only search for evidence to support what you choose to believe in. Second rule, just because you were raised that way doesn't make it right or true. You should consider, you above all should question and test the things you have been taught over the years. Understand, the more someone repeats a lie, the more they and others who hear it tend to believe it. This is known as religious dogma. Jesus said to test the spirits, and that means test them all, and that includes the Bible. I know from personal experience, God will not judge you for testing what he tells you. If you test what the true God tells you, then you will find what he says to be true, factual and valid. Any church leader who tells you not to challenge the Bible doesn't want you to know the truth. They want you to accept what they say without question. I have literally been kicked out of churches for preaching this. They said I was talking bad about the Bible, but was I? They said the Bible is God's living word. But is it? I've met God's living word, and his name is Jesus Christ. The Bible is the foremost historical record of the truth and the book that points us at the truth. All over the world, people are bound by religious dogma never to know what is true or why. Some of the best Christians on the planet set out to disprove the Bible only to discover it is factual and bears testimony to the truth of many things. What some so-called Christians do is limit a person to the Bible alone. The Bible doesn't tell you why Pharaoh took the Israelites into bondage in the first place, but I can tell you there was a reason. When you discover that reason, you will have some very important pieces to the mystery. I can assure you it was done by God and his people. Read Isaiah 19:19-20. Keep that mystery in mind. Curious, want to know more, keep reading. Some of these questions will be answered on this site. A person raised within the confines of organized religion can see beyond the dogma generated and established by that religion. I literally had to step outside of organized religion to discover many things I explain on this website. Other things were explained to me by God using various methods. My story is on my personal experiences pages. A person who exists in the darkness is not enlightened, they are unaware of their condition. In our world it is common for the blind to lead the blind. Religion offers an artificial enlightenment, just as the laws of Moses did. The laws of Moses are an important guide yet could not offer true enlightenment or salvation. If it had, the Creator wouldn't have been required to become incarnated. The Bible is not the living Word of God. The Bible was inspired by God to His people. The living Word of God is the Lord of Light/Creator Jesus Christ. He still talks to people. The Bible offers a similar form of enlightenment along with testimony to this truth. The Bible also explains how the Creator God established a method to restore us to the Father. No other religion provides or establishes a working restoration/forgiveness for sin. True enlightenment comes only through the Holy Spirit of Christ. The Holy Spirit of God is seriously misunderstood. Ask Christians what it is and few can answer correctly. The Holy Spirit is a type of energy containing a signature recognized by the Father Spirit. The only escape from the darkness is to become born again. To be born again, one must repent and willingly accept the indwelling of the Holy Spirit of Christ. True born-again transformation is not an act. A person truly becomes a new person. Once a person emerges from their former darkness, they shall never willingly return to it. I am living proof. I have also witnessed complete transformation from evil via being born again and accepting Christ into a person's life. I have a good friend who was a very violent gang leader who was called by Christ, gave his life to Christ and is now born again. He preaches now to those who still exist in the darkness, in jails and gang members. His transformation is so far from who he once was, people who knew him sometimes fail to recognize him. If you would like to speak with him, please email me and I will give him your contact information. God left us clues. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to find the truth. Anyone who hungers for the truth, is dedicated to finding it and is willing to do the research can find it. Those who hunger and thirst after righteousness truth should find it. Did you know, aside from Hitler, no one else has taken control of, limited access to and destroyed more valuable documents than the Catholic Church? Islam is growing quickly among the uneducated. Think about that. If the Bible says the greater masses follow the wide road, then perhaps you should consider going another direction. Yes, God still uses Numbers 12-6 and speaks to His prophets in visions and dreams. You can read some of these messages God sends me here. Most recent dreams are at the bottom. More dreams are on other pages. What the world needs today is healing. Healing comes through love and compassion. It doesn't need humans throwing morals and good sense out the window. Any people or religion that teaches their children love and compassion from the beginning will reap the rewards of those seeds sown. Any people or religion that teaches hate from the beginning will reap the seeds they sow. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out the simple action-reaction philosophy that makes it all work. That is also to say that people who are incapable of figuring out these simple basics to life are not very intelligent. There are entire nations whose philosophy is one of hatred. Let's blame their teachers then. They teach their children from a very young age to hate, and trouble continually befalls them, and they blame everyone and everything except the ones who cause their troubles. What do they use for a guideline? Their religion, of course. I know a man like that. He was married and divorced 4 times and never could figure out the one thing all his wives had in common was him. He was the problem, not them. But to hear him tell it, they were the ones who had it all wrong. He's living with another man's wife now. Says she's so big and ugly he has to get really drunk just to make love to her. Sad thing is, you can't really help someone who's been that screwed up for a lifetime. So if you teach children wrong philosophy from a young age, you can just about bet they will grow up to carry on your misery, your delusion, and your insanity on into future generations. The thought that someone would credit blame their God for creating such a religion says a lot about their concepts of God. I think if their God was really the Creator, he would take that as a serious insult. Of course, when you do the research, you should discover their God isn't the Creator. Please understand, I don't hate anyone, except perhaps the Islamic radicals and the junk mailers and hackers online. I'm deeply disappointed in public officials who do very little or nothing to actually help us. They see symptoms rather than causes that is wrong in America to do something about it, and there are some things they are powerless to change. they could enforce the anti-junk mail laws, and that would make a big difference on the American consumers who are sick of having ads shoved in their faces every waking moment. I believe people have the right to choose their religions and beliefs, likes and dislikes, as long as they don't hurt anyone or force their beliefs on anyone else. I have a friend who's Wiccan, and to those who don't know what that is, it's a modern-day witch. I do not care that he's a witch. He doesn't believe in God or the devil, just forces of nature. I know he's wrong about that, since I've been dead and out there among the spirits to know what they are. Still, he has the right to believe what he wants. He's my friend and we get along just fine because we do not preach to each other. He's not interested in killing or hexing anyone. Traditional Christians hate the Wiccans. Yes, I know a few bad witches who mess with things and spirits they don't understand. I assure you there are worse things out there in the world, and some of them disguise themselves in some God's name. I frequently work in close proximity with people who have mental disorders, including homosexuals, and I get along with most of them. According to NAMI, 1 out of every 5 people have a mental illness, and during a lifetime as many as half will have a diagnosable mental illness. I think it's higher than that. People shape other people's thoughts and actions. I've been in forums where you are supposed to be able to share your views without being blasted. I've admitted that I care about people who have mental disorders. I've been blasted time and time again by weak-minded, mentally disturbed people. I went through the messages and learned the people who came right out and said they hated certain people and certain types of people were left alone. I've learned it doesn't pay to care. If someone knows you care, they know how to hurt you. I've modified my thinking because of this, and I dropped out of those forums. If anyone wants to know what I think, they can come here and read on my domain where I control what messages I get. There are sayings like no good deed goes unpunished. And it doesn't make any difference how much you care or what you say about it, there's always going to be someone out there who will do their best to make you feel bad about it. One of them actually said Hitler was mentally ill, but that wasn't what made him massacre all those people. Ah, alrighty then. I'm out of here. Mentally ill people start religious and political movements all the time, and people will follow them. David Koresh and Jimmy Jones both thought they were another incarnation of Jesus, and even though the Bible says Jesus speaking, people will come saying they are Jesus. Don't go. Because when Jesus returns, everyone will know it's him, and every eye will see him and every knee will bow. What kind of people follow insane people like that? Mentally and spiritually weak people. Leaders and followers. Another thing you should keep in mind is that only around 1% of all people are leaders and everyone else are followers. Leaders have a special mentality to lead, but the sad thing is quite a lot of those leading are on the wrong path. Those who follow those blind leaders are also on the wrong path without the ability to recognize the fact that something is wrong. Why? Because around 98% of them trust their leaders blindly. Only a small fraction of those followers will question the path their leader takes them down. Followers, on the other hand, like to be told things they want to hear, and this is how they choose their leaders. This is the same reason why Jesus said the path to destruction is wide and many will go that way. The path to the light and to heaven and to the Father is narrow, and only few will ever find it. Some people do not approve of the concept that only a fraction of the people will be saved, so they try to find people who agree with them on the concept that in the end everyone will be saved, or maybe we will reincarnate to learn what we didn't get right this time. If they had walked among the spirits as I have, they would realize that what Jesus said in the Bible is factual. They should never trust in the concept of reincarnation as an escape from their impending damnation. Look at nature and the earth and the things upon the earth and learn from nature. There are weeds and there are chaff, and the majority of the plants are weeds that will in the end be destroyed in the fire. Only the good seed and good plants will remain to be taken into the great storehouse of heaven. I don't go around every day preaching the things you see on these pages. If someone comes to me and asks, I will answer them. Most of my friends don't even know these pages exist. These pages are here for those who are led to find them, and in that day the simple, the uneducated will confound the wise and highly educated in several areas of understanding. Our president is at a loss to find the solution, and now he's lost favor with some of his best supporters. He still thinks it's because of the war in Iraq. Some of it is, some of it isn't. There are things happening in the world right now that frustrate the highly educated. The efforts of our world leaders to solve the problems we are facing are inadequate. They are at a great loss to explain or to understand the situations. This is a day the prophets spoke of. A day nearing the second coming of our Creator. Our highly educated political leaders are swatting at phantoms and trying to cure the symptoms with band-aid solutions. They can't see or realize the entire world is under attack by forces beyond their comprehension. While they are being distracted by their war on terror, the devil and his forces are working their ill intentions right here in the very heart of the nation God established to balance the world powers. Certainly it was the efforts of the Allies in the past who turned the tide of battle in their favor. If the forces of darkness can bring down any one of these countries, the rest of them can also fall. If the forces of darkness can bring down the most powerful of these allies, the rest will most certainly fall. I assure you, the powers of darkness know who their enemy really is, as well as how the forces of light have thwarted their plans in the past. When you hear the forces of darkness crying out in anger against Israel and their allies, including the UK and the USA, you should understand these people of the darkness are only expressing the emotions and intentions of the powers that infect them. In the past, every time God's people turned their back on God, their nations have fallen. The angel of God told me to look to the past for the answers to the future, and there you will find answers to future events. The war between the forces of light and the forces of darkness is far older than humanity. Turn your heart and mind back to God the Creator, the Lord of truth and light, and let Him show you the error of your ways before it is too late. If you could see the things God has shown me, you would tremble in fear and awe at both the enemy and the Creator. You will find the forces of darkness attacking every home and business that has a computer and is connected to the Internet. You laugh. You ask me, how can that be? I assure you it's there. You can find what they are doing if you only look in the right places. Not only that, you will not find our government doing anything about it. Why? Because they do not see it as a valid or dangerous threat. I'll give you another clue. It's not one thing, it is several. Anyone who uses a computer connected to the Internet is subject to these things. And the prophet wrote, "In that day knowledge shall increase. And in this day so shall the threat as the powers of darkness work their way through to the people via the Internet." This is a clue, but it's not the only thing you need to watch out for. Illegal aliens are part of it, and they are also real as well as symbolic. The efforts of the enemy is manifold and alive and well in the nations of the Allies. This is my contribution to the people of the light via that same media, the Internet. It's about spirits. Mel Gibson, etc. Mel Gibson says he wants to know why he said the things he said about the Jews while he was drunk. I can tell Mel Gibson why he said those things. I admit I'm not a Mel Gibson fan, but people like him who have their resources and access to the masses needs to find the truth and display it. This is very much against the spirit and policy of the Hollywood rich and powerful. I will agree with him that a person who is drunk will sometimes say things that are not true, but quite a lot of the time they believe what they say. However, I will say that when sober, a rational person will realize that what they said may have been untrue or out of line, and I think Mel knows in his heart that what he said was not true. Mel Gibson is a traditional Catholic. He and his dad believe the modern-day Catholic Church is off the mark. I could tell him that his faith and his religion is as far off the mark as the Catholic Church that his father throws stones at. Yes, Jesus Christ is the Lord of light and was the Creator in the flesh, but the Catholic Church isn't the one true church. I can tell you that according to God, the Catholic Church has murdered God's prophets, and they are guilty of murder and much more. I can tell him the most important things are basic. Keep this in mind. Rome crucified Jesus Christ. Rome stole the treasures of the temple in Jerusalem. God cursed Rome. God is consistent and will not bless a people or nation he has cursed with something so precious as his one true church. The Romans conquered many lands and took religious artifacts and documents with them back to Rome. Ask yourself why they always do that. Rome was then and still is notorious at their ability to control the masses. To do that, they use religion and politics. They mix the truth with lies, and they always have. The Catholic Church is born of the heart of Rome, and it is exactly what Rome created it to be, a device to manipulate the masses. If you listen and watch, you will see them frequently use terms that indicate that controlling the masses is more important to them than the truth is. The Father is spirit, and they who come to the Father come in spirit and in truth. No one knows the Father except the Son and those who the Son reveals him to. The Holy Spirit is that key the Creator made through the body and life of Christ Jesus. Without the Holy Spirit, which is the Son within, there is no possibility of knowing God the Father. Without the Son within, the Father will not recognize the person. A person's salvation depends on this. The next truth is there are a lot of well-intending people running around giving advice who do not have the Holy Spirit or truth within. The wine and the bread cracker do not magically turn into the Holy Spirit within a person. Speaking in behalf of Mel Gibson, he is well aware there is a great big war coming and he has a good idea why. He's right about at least part of that. The big war is coming and the entire earth will pay the greatest price. What happens when you keep patching the dam and the water keeps building? Eventually the band-aid solutions can't hold back the pressure of the water. The wars and turmoil between religions, factions and radicals of different factions is the direct result of the war between the spirits. Overpopulation of the earth is the water behind the dam that's just waiting to break. The storm front spirits are energy that contain purpose and information. This energy is applying pressure against other forces that stand against it. They express their desire through people they have influenced over. It's only a matter of time before the dam breaks and the spirits get the bloodshed and devastation they desire. The prophets of God knew of these things more than 2,000 years ago and they wrote about it. The second coming of Christ will not take place until that moment when there is no more choice. The forces of devastation must have their day on earth. The only power in existence that can and will put an end to this is the Creator Himself. This will be the second coming of God, who is the Lord of Light, and when they see Him they will know why I refer to Him as the Lord of Light. There are powerful answers on this website if you really want them. Keep reading. Jesus had no servants, yet they called Him Master. Had no degree, yet they called Him Teacher. Had no medicines, yet they called Him Healer. Had no army, yet kings feared Him. He won no military battles, yet He conquered the world. He committed no crime, yet they crucified Him. He was buried in a tomb, yet He lives today. Feel honored to serve such a leader who loves us. God bless you all. This website and information thereon are copyright 2005 Brian Smith.